American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at American-Stone.com.
Never seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey. It's just a sunny day.
Hey, hey, it's a sunny day.
It's just
day.
A sunny day.
It's the KSL Greenhouse. Expert tips for flowers, trees, gardens, and soil. Our hosts are Maria Chaleos and Ton Bettis on KSL News Radio.
It is indeed the KSL Greenhouse Show, but it's not Maria Chaleos, Ton.
No, we are here again.
To the delight, of a couple people and the disappointment to
of many
hordes. Yeah, sitting in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Dave Meekham, and it's really fun to be here again with you, Sean. Why'd I call you Sean?
I answer to about anything.
Now, Tom, you get that all the time.
Yes, Tom,
but
Todd.
Sean, I don't know where that came from.
Twan.
Anyway, it's good to be here with you, Ton. Maria's enjoying a day off and well-deserved.
She is, and hopefully she has a great day today. I noticed her yard's coming along.
Oh, you seen her yard?
Well, just Facebook.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Maria puts a lot of work, effort, and has
They've been undergoing a major redo, and it's been a nightmare trying to... Between permitting processes, finding contractors, materials, it's
not to mention expensive.
Expensive, yes. So, well-deserved day off for Maria.
She could maybe use a new tree.
She'll use many new trees, it sounds like.
And I think you've got a suggestion for her.
Yes. So I called an audible yesterday and changed up some topics. Maria wanted to talk about a crocus, and I'll save that for her. We're talking about paper bark maple.
That's a Maria kind
yes,
of plan.
It very much is. Yep. So paper bark maple is native to central China, and it's just a small tree that is a little bit unassuming, but as it grows, it's a really ornamental tree, and it has two advantages. One, the bark on it, if you remember the old white bark birches that had the peeling bark, paper bark maple is very similar, and then it has really nice red fall color.
So right now, if you have one, you're really happy about it.
You are. With the spring we've had, with the maybe a little bit cooler than average, but the moderate weather, that makes for great weather for the trees to color up. And the paper barks are coming into their own right now. And so it's one of those trees that fits the modern smaller yard. It tolerates our alkaline soil. It has very few pests and diseases.
Water-wise, is it drought tolerant or pretty standard?
Fairly drought tolerant. It will need to be deep watered about every 10 days to a depth of 18 inches. And that's going to use 20 to 30% less water than a turf grass situation. And then it is going to also take a little longer for it to get up to size to give you some shade. But it is great because of that slow growth for use in patio areas because it won't be as likely to heave cement. And just a really useful tree.
Well, and typically the quick-growing trees are not always the good trees long-term, right?
No, they're not.
It's that instant gratification.
The faster the growth, the less quality there is in the tree.
Is this a tree that if you have it in your yard is going to do all right with just the watering you give your grass?
Well, it usually will. It's just that that style of watering is not geared for trees. It's geared for turf grass, which generally roots only 6 inches to a foot deep. Trees will root 18 to 24 inches deep. So people are like, oh, you thought there was like a mirror, the canopy underground. It's not. 90% of tree roots are in the top 2 feet of soil. And so...
Yeah, just take a look anytime you see one of those news stories where there's been a big windstorm and knocking trees over. You see the root structure on trees.
You really do.
And it's wide, and it's not nearly as deep as you might anticipate.
It's not, because that's where the food and the water is. Now, trees will generally send down some anchoring roots
right.
more deeply, but that, when you see a picture of a tree with its roots, and they're equally distributed and almost a mirror copy of the canopy, as far as size and width distribution, it's a falsehood. That's not how they grow.
Right, right. Well, I know that, each tree is different. My ash trees have always done just fine with the water I give the lawn.
Yeah, and they would they do better on a different watering regime to where...
I don't think I want them to do any better.
No, and so your grass would maybe brown out a little bit, except for you have shade. And so a lot of times we just tolerate, kind of trying to make both of them happy.
Right.
And so it's one of those things that it will generally do well just on lawn water, but the better situation is to deeply water it less often.
Right. That's ideal. Well, is this tree readily available, and is now a good time to pick it up and put it in?
You may be able to find it because it's less common. Fewer people have heard about it, but most major garden centers will have some. Now, you're going to need to be flexible on sizing. Sometimes you can only find a small one. Sometimes you can only find a big one. Because they're slower growing, they will be a little more expensive. And for something that's 1 3/4 to 2.5 inches in trunk width, you may pay upwards of $300 to $350 for something in a pot, anywhere from $70 to $150 for just a general price distribution.
Is now a good time to get them in the ground?
Excellent time.
Yeah.
The nurseries are getting more willing to... in November to really clearance those trees. And so it's a great time, as long as you're flexible on selection, to purchase trees.
Good time to bargain shop for your trees.
It really is.
Cool. All right. Well, we are here not just to talk about trees, but we are here to answer the questions for everybody listening this morning. And that's what we want to do. And if you've got a question, Ton is standing by ready to help you out.
I'm actually sitting, but...
Don't get technical.
Okay.
All right. He is sitting by to answer your questions.
Maybe I'll stand up.
He's a stand-up guy. And the number there is KSL Talk, or you can text us at 57500, and we can try and answer your questions there. Always better to call, though, because there's always follow-up
Unless it's a
questions.
Very simple question, call in, because there are probably 10% of the texts that we get we can't take. Just because there's not enough information provided for me to give an answer.
Right, so many options, there's no way you could guess as to give the right answer. So always better to call, but we can take your text. 57500 again is that number. And we'll be back with more on the KSL Green Show after this.
American Stone can supply you with everything you need to turn any yard into a personal oasis. From retaining walls to pavers, fire pits to water features, they're way more than flagstone. Watch for their upcoming Memorial Day sale. Details at American-Stone.com.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are back on the Greenhouse Show, and again, sitting in for Maria today, I'm Dave Meekum, and alongside Tom Bettis, and we promised to answer questions, Tom.
Yeah, before we get in, we were in Cache Valley last night, or Payson-Millville football game. Payson unfortunately lost, but it was still fun going up and seeing the old homestead. It was just a few miles from where we used to live.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful Cache Valley up there, the autumn foliage and all the trees, especially on the hillsides.
Yeah.
And give a shout out to the folks up there, and well treated.
Beautiful part of the state.
Really beautiful.
I love it up there.
And the, of course, you know, when I travel places, I love food.
Yeah.
But their concession stand had probably,
I like it even when I don't travel places.
Yeah. Best food I have had at a football game. And I've been going to football games for 3 or 4 years. And just really good.
Did it right, huh?
Yeah, they really did it right. So shout out to Millville for at least good food, not for beating Payson.
Well, at least, you know, they made you feel good while they, you know, destroyed your dreams and hopes.
It fed you well while your team got defeated.
All right, let's jump over and take some calls. We got Brandon on the line calling in from Bluffdale.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Doing well. So last summer we did the dryscape park strip, like so many are doing, and we planted a new tree, and it's done really great with the drip watering that we did. But I, 2 weeks ago, turned the sprinkling system off, and I've noticed that I feel like the leaves are really drying out, and that maybe I should have kept watering that thing. And so I dumped 5 gallons of water on it yesterday, but hope I haven't damaged the tree too much. Just wanted you guys' thoughts on what watering should be like in those park strips while we still have this mild fall.
Well, what kind of tree is it first?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that. I absolutely cannot recall, other than it's a columnar type of tree that just fits kind of nicely in the yard. It won't get too wide for that park strip.
Do the leaves fall off in the fall, or is it a needled evergreen?
No, it's a tree that loses its leaves.
So newly planted, you did the right thing pouring a 5 gallon bucket of water around the base. It'll take 2 to 3 years to get established. But generally, after a tree's established, once the leaves start to drop, the water situation isn't as important as it is when the leaves are on. They can tolerate drier soil because the tree's dormant. Now, it doesn't mean that they want absolutely bone dry soil. I've noticed some trees like honey locust will sometimes get really damaged if we have dry weather without rain and snow, and then it gets cold. And so, but you did do the dry thing to the right thing. If it was a conifer, something that had needles or scales on it, those absolutely need to be continually watered, not every day, but every few weeks until we get rain and snow, because drought stress on a conifer is always really bad in the fall.
Mm. Good to know, because I have some mint arrows along a fence line that probably could use some water then.
Yeah, they probably can, especially if they've only been in the ground a year or so. I will tell you that on drip irrigation, as that tree grows, drip irrigation that you initially installed is not going to be sufficient. And so you need to have drip irrigation as far as the canopy reaches. And so every 2 or 3 years, you may be installing another circle of irrigation around the tree, so that you can keep it healthy. The roots will punch under the sidewalk into lawn areas, but in that park strip, you're going to need to be aware of where the canopy ends and water under that so that the tree remains healthy.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, Brandon, good luck with that. Hopefully your trees survive the winter well.
Thanks.
Don, it's you know, this is one of the great things of having a winter like we did last year with all the moisture we got, is this becomes a non-problem. But sometimes here, we do need to water those trees in a non-traditional watering period, right?
We do. And people assume, oh, it's fall, I don't need to worry about it because, you know, the leaves are off the trees. But anything planted less than 3 years ago or any conifer will need to be supplement irrigated. Now, we have had sufficient rainstorms so far for established plants. Now, non-established, we haven't, and those will need to be supplement irrigated. And we're supposed to be getting some rain, I think, on Tuesday, and I'm seeing estimates of percentage, the chance of rain, anywhere from 40 to 70%, depending on the weather service you're
right.
using.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do have some moisture coming, which is a good thing. The other thing that Brandon said that just kind of made me chuckle, because I think this is super common, and I'm sure you run into this constantly. What kind of tree is that? What kind of plant is that? I don't know.
Save your tags, make a map, right. make a map of what you planted, because you will want to go back and refer to what you put in. And landscape plants, besides trees and shrubs, you know, the perennials last anywhere from 3 to 10 years. Usually some are a lot longer lived, but they're the exception. And you will want to go back in and know what was there. You know, my grandpa kept a notebook of dates when he planted his trees and shrubs. What did he replace them with? And he just put the tags from the tree or shrub in the book and stapled them in. And it was always nice to be able to go back and just leaf through it, and so he could refer to what he had.
And something like that will allow you to get specific when, if you generally ask somebody, if you ask me, what plant is that? Well, that's a snowball, you know, whatever. That's
yeah.
That's my ash tree. But what specific, you know, ash tree is that?
Autumn purple, Marshall seedless, Patmore.
Right. Now, so I could tell you it's an ash tree. I have forgotten over the past, you know, 20-something years since I planted it, what exact variety of ash tree is that? You know, I remember I was looking for an Eisenhower ash that I couldn't find one, so I got something that was close to it. I couldn't tell you exactly what it is. And there's going to be a lot of people that are in this boat where they don't know exactly what that is, other than something general like lilac or snowball, whatever.
Yeah.
And there are ways to identify them. I know there's some apps out there. I think that's probably hit and miss.
Well, when you get down
what do you suggest
to
there?
Something like white ash, or what we used to call male seedless ash, those apps are not going to tell you the difference from Patmore to Autumn. You know, maybe Autumn Purple, but from Patmore to Summit to some of these others, they're not going to tell you the difference. They'll get you maybe to a species. And so they're not perfect, but that gets you a lot closer to what you need than just not knowing what it is.
Is this a service that the Extension can offer and help people identify plants?
Usually down to a species, but we differentiating cultivars on especially mature trees is sometimes quite difficult. We oftentimes get people bringing in fruit, you know, plums, apples, peaches, saying, what is it? And we just have to tell them, your guess is as good as ours. Now, some of the common ones, Golden Delicious, Red Delicious, Galas, Fujis, we can sometimes do.
Right.
But we tell them, if it's that important, you need to have genetic testing done, and it costs $200 to $300.
You really got to have a need to know if you're going to have to take
You really do. So, yeah, looking at and saving tags and keeping a journal is a good thing. Before we go to break, I wanted to hit a text. And it says, okay. My family recently planted a crimson sunset maple. My question is, since it has red to purple leaves, will it be less hardy than other trees? No. It'll be slower growing because the red pigment isn't as energy efficient as green pigment, and so it will slow down. But with that particular tree, the Crimson Sunset, it's a hybrid, and so it tolerates heat better, a little bit more powdery mildew resistant, but these hybrids of the Norway and I think Shangsung maple, Acer truncatum, the bark is extremely thin, and so until it gets corky bark on it, you need to wrap the trunk with white tree tape every fall, and it may be for 5, 6, 7 years. And so that's been the biggest limitation to these trees in the winter, is they get a lot of sun scald.
It's because that bark acts as kind of an insulator against the
cold. It does, and when it's thin and smooth, it doesn't do a very good job.
Yeah, it's got to develop, still got to grow. Well, yeah, nobody wants to wrap their trees, but if you want your trees to survive, then
I mean, you've already spent $300 on a tree. a roll of tree tape is $6 or $7, and
take you can five or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes, and you can reuse the stuff even if you really want to. And so it's worth the $5 or $10 for the roll of tree tape to wrap the tree for 5 or 6 years to get it through.
All right, let's jump out and take a break. Let's break for the bottom of the hour news here and get some traffic and weather in there as well. If you've got a question, give us a call, KSL Talk 57500, if you want to text us. And we'll be back with more on the other side of news of the KSL Greenhouse Show.